Hello, my name's Koku, and I'm going to guide you through a practice that I call Eco Tonglen. For a while now at my Sangha, we've been using the Tibetan Buddhist practice of Tonglen, but instead of just using it to practice with the suffering of sentient beings, we've expanded it out to practice using biomes and ecosystems of the earth as the object of the meditation. The way Tonglen works is it's a practice in which we give a meditation structure in order to deal with suffering in the world that we face that might otherwise be overwhelming. And what we do is on the in-breath, we imagine that suffering as black toxic smoke, and we take it in through the center of our chest, around the sort of heart area. And then on the out-breath, we imagine sending out loving kindness, compassion, and healing. The practice of Tonglen is continuing this cycle of taking on suffering on the in-breath and breathing out loving kindness, compassion, and healing on the out-breath. The healing is often visualized as white light, just as the suffering is visualized as dark toxic smoke. But those visualizations aren't important in themselves. The important thing is that we connect both with the suffering and the sending out of love and compassion. What I'm going to do is I will sound the bell three times to signal the beginning of the practice, and then there'll be one bell sound when we move into each successive stage of the meditation, and I'll give brief instructions to what's going to happen in that stage. And then the practice will close with two bell sounds and then the dedication of merit from One Earth Sangha. So for the first part of the practice, what I'd like you to do is to do some basic shamatha sitting meditation, whether that's breath awareness or a kind of just sitting meditation as we do in my Soto Zen tradition. What we're doing there is just taking a couple of minutes to ground ourselves and gather our awareness before we proceed into the Tonglen part of the practice. So, as I say, we'll begin with three bells and a couple of minutes of that basic sitting meditation. We now move into the first stage of the Tonglen practice. And what I'd like you to do is imagine the polar regions of the Earth, the Arctic and Antarctic ice caps, and all the islands that are within those regions, and all the sentient beings that live there. At present, those regions are under strain due to climate change, with ever shrinking ice caps and habitats for the sentient beings and the humans who live there. So we do the Tonglen practice by imagining the suffering and the environmental strain of those regions as black toxic smoke, and we take that in on the in-breath, and then we send out white light as love, compassion and healing on the out-breath. For this next stage of the practice, we bring our attention to the mountainous regions of the world. The Alps, Himalayas, Rockies. And we imagine all of the harm that's done to those regions, again through climate change and human activity. And we think of suffering of the sentient beings that live there, whether human or animal. And we continue to do Tonglen in the same way for those montane regions of the earth. We now bring our attention to the forested areas of the earth. Most commonly, we might think of the Amazonian rainforest and the destruction that's happening there for logging and the clearing of land for both agriculture and the grazing of cattle. But there's other forested regions of the earth, including vast tracts of boreal forest. And we can practice with those now, imagining taking in their suffering of the forests themselves and the sentient beings that live there, and in return sending out love, compassion, and care. We now turn our attention to the grasslands and plains. Grasslands, plains, steppe, savanna, they cover a vast area of the earth and are home to many sentient beings, including human beings. However, through our use of pesticides, artificial fertilizers, and growing monocultures, often to feed livestock, not just humans, we've turned many of these grassland areas into virtual ecological deserts. We can now practice Tonglen for these regions. On the in-breath, we take in the suffering of the people, sentient beings, and the regions themselves. And on the out-breath, we send out loving kindness, compassion, care, and healing. the desert areas of the earth, the places that we may often think of lacking in life, and relatively that is true. Yet they're still home to large numbers of sentient beings, including human beings. Desert regions are often under stress due to the lack of water, and climate change is clearly making the situation worse, making it harder for plants to grow and for animals and human beings to thrive. We can think of the desert regions now in terms of our Tonglen practice, taking in the suffering on the in-breath and sending out love, compassion and care on the out-breath. In this sixth stage of our practice, we're going to focus on the rivers, lakes, and oceans of the world. The earth is 70% covered by water, and these aquatic environments are home to vast numbers of sentient beings. Although as human beings, we tend not to directly live in the oceans, rivers, and lakes. We rely on them heavily for water, food, travel, and recreation. Sadly, we also rely on them heavily to take our waste. And as such, we cause pollution and damage to that ecosystem and those ecosystems. We also have a history of overfishing and overwhaling. So now we practice Tonglen for the water regions of the earth, taking in the suffering experienced in those regions and sending out love, care, and compassion. In this final stage of the practice, we take the whole earth as the object for our Tonglen, working with all of the ecosystems and all of the sentient beings who live there. Once again, taking in the suffering as black toxic smoke on the in-breath and sending out loving kindness, care, compassion and healing on the out-breath. We will now end with the short One Earth Sangha dedication of merit. May all places be held sacred. May all beings be cherished. May all injustices of oppression and devaluation be fully righted, remedied, and healed. May all wounds to forests, rivers, deserts, and oceans, all wounds to Mother Earth, be lovingly restored to bountiful health. May all beings everywhere delight in whale song, bird song, and blue sky. May all beings abide in peace and well-being, awaken and be free. Thank you so much for joining me for this practice. May you go well.